Hi, I'm Özge Makri, a business owner, writer, and passionate runner. You know, I started as a science graduate with a chemistry degree, and sales was really not on my radar at all. Fast forward, and here I am with over 20 years in corporate sales leadership, winning many awards along the way, and dedicating myself to empowering women in sales to develop the mindset needed for confident closers. In this podcast, we're going to explore the skills and strategies essential for achieving success in sales. I'll share my journey from those lab days to leading teams, and I'm excited to highlight the incredible transformations I've seen in women who've turned into extraordinary sales performers, some of whom even started their own businesses, which makes me so proud. We'll tackle self-doubt, build resilience, and uncover how to create genuine connections that elevate your influence, just like running teaches us discipline and perseverance. We'll discover how those qualities can propel your sales success. Welcome to Her Sales Maestro. Hi ladies, I'm Özge Makri and welcome to our very first episode. Let's dive into something that's arguably the most important aspect of sales, your mindset. And when I refer to selling, sales, I'm really talking about influencing and communicating effectively. Selling requires qualities like being a good listener, showing empathy, having self-awareness, and above all, having confidence and self-belief. And in this journey of sales and influence, your mindset is your number one tool. Without the right mindset and the right selling attitude, the techniques you learn simply won't work. Here's the reality. I know many women struggle with confidence in sales. Many women face self-doubt. You might know that you can succeed, but there's often that little voice in your head saying, you can't do this. Because you listen to that voice, you hesitate to seize opportunities. It's frustrating. But let's change that. What if I told you that there are four secret ingredients to building a champion mindset? And these ingredients can help you overcome self-doubt and elevate your influence in your career and life. Now, before we get into those ingredients, let me share my journey. My background is a bit unconventional. I started as a scientist, a chemistry major. Believe it or not, I was quite shy back then. Sales wasn't really on my radar. I pictured myself in a laboratory, wearing a lab coat, working with test tubes and petri dishes, not engaging in sales conversations or many conversations for that matter. But life took me down an unexpected path. I found myself in sales, which taught me so much about connecting with others and understanding their needs. As an introvert, I realized that being a good listener was one of my greatest strengths, which is crucial in selling and in every interaction in life. Now, many people think selling is all about talking. I remember a sales interview, actually, where someone bragged, "Look, I'm a great talker. I can sell ice to Eskimos." I couldn't help but respond with, "Well, that's fantastic. Then we can put you in charge of our sales office in the Arctic." It was my way of highlighting that selling isn't just about talking. It's about listening. When you genuinely listen to someone, you learn so much about them. Your job as a salesperson is to influence and guide your prospective customers' decisions. The best way to do that is by understanding their needs. It's not about talking. It's about listening with your heart, using your one mouth and two ears effectively. Empowering women is a huge part of who I am, and I kept hearing that little voice encouraging me to start this podcast. That's how Her Sales Maestro was born. It's amazing how our journeys unfold and lead us to where we're meant to be. I'm grateful for taking that road less traveled because it's shaped me into who I am today. And I want to help women like you chase your dreams, recognize your worth, and master the art of influence. Remember, selling isn't just about closing deals. It's an important skill for everyday life. Now, let's take a moment to talk about the importance of a healthy lifestyle in this journey. While we're on the topic of those secret ingredients, I want to take a moment to talk about my favorite supplement brand, Designs for Health. I believe a healthy lifestyle, complete with good nutrition, exercise, and the right supplements, plays a crucial role in your overall success. When you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you're motivated to go after your dreams. Let's quickly dive into why we need supplements. Everyone's nutritional needs are different, but there are some core supplements that just about anyone can benefit from. One of my absolute favorites is magnesium. It's crucial for so many bodily functions, from muscle support to energy production. And guess what? I recently started using the Designs for Health TriMag Active Muscle Magnesium. This particular magnesium contains not just one, but three forms of magnesium. And it also has nicotinamide riboside, again, fantastic for boosting NAD production, which is essential for energy metabolism and overall vitality. Now, let's not forget about another gem in my supplement arsenal, whole body collagen. I always talk about this particular one. This isn't just any collagen. It's 100% pure bovine collagen peptides, featuring three clinically studied cultured peptides that support joint, skin, and bone health. It's dairy-free, non-GMO, and kosher and halal certified. It makes it accessible for everyone. So if you're in Australia, check them out at designsforhealth.com.au or their Instagram page at designsforhealth.us. They have a ton of valuable resources related to their products and how they can help you. Let's now dive into those four essential ingredients, the four secrets for mastering your champion mindset. Number one, why not you? Let's talk about flipping that script on self-doubt. Instead of asking, why me, when things get tough, why not try saying, why not me? If someone else can achieve their goals, why shouldn't you? It's all about the attitude you carry with you. Not just in sales, but in every aspect of life. Self-belief is key here. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. You know how they say you are what you think? If you think you can't do something or that you won't be successful, guess what? You probably won't. But if you believe you can be a top salesperson, then you absolutely can. Now, use positive affirmations. Incorporate these into your daily routine. Your thoughts shape your words and your words shape your actions. Now, I do all my positive affirmations when I'm going for my run, during my morning run. Now, it really sets the tone for my day and reminds me of my potential. You can do this too. Find a time that works for you and keep repeating those affirmations. And watch what happens when you consistently tell yourself, I'm capable, I'm strong, and I can do this. This isn't just about sales. It can apply to any part of your life. Keep believing in yourself and manifest your way to becoming a top performer. So let that winning mindset push you forward and see the difference it makes. Number two, remove clutter. And let's talk about specifically sales for a minute. And we often find ourselves asking, what else can I add to my skill set? And it's only natural to be thinking about the latest techniques or the newest strategies to enhance our performance. But here's the thing. It's equally important to look at what you need to subtract. And when you're self-aware, you can identify those skills or habits that aren't serving you well. Now take a moment to look at the people around you. Their influence can significantly affect your success. If you're surrounding yourself with negative people or low performers, that energy is going to impact you in a big way. So it's time to remove those negative influences and seek out those who are supportive and successful. So let's focus on what we need to remove rather than just what we can add. Number three, persistence and patience. Now, let's dive into persistence and patience. In sales, persistence is key. It's all about continuing to push forward even when the going gets tough. But remember, patience doesn't mean just sitting back and waiting for things to happen. That's a big no-no. True patience is about keeping the momentum going. It's about not giving up. Most people throw the towel in way too easily. Think about it. When you're closing a sale, many walk away after the first no. But the reality is your selling actually begins after you hear that first rejection. So let's change how we view the word no. Rejection is simply part of the game. It's something you hear, but then you get back up and keep moving forward. Persistence and patience go hand in hand. It's not about just waiting around. It's about doing the work over and over again without giving up. This mindset is crucial. When I'm training salespeople, I often say, SW, 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 SW. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. And remember, each no brings you closer to a yes. Cliche, I know, but it's true. So keep pushing, stay patient, and remember that each step you take is part of your journey towards success. Number four, the spark. Now let's discuss the final element, the spark. This spark symbolizes passion, enthusiasm, and inspiration. Three crucial ingredients for a champion mindset. Without that spark, even the best skills can fall flat. It's the energy that keeps you moving forward and drives your momentum. So we ignite the spark. We also have to maintain it. While it's easy to feel inspired in the moment, that initial excitement can fade if you're not careful. You have to keep your mind focused on your goals. Write them down and keep them at the forefront of your mind. It's crucial to be present in the moment, we all know that, but also to have something to strive for in the future is equally important. Life is full of ups and downs, and if you don't have a vision of what's ahead, you risk feeling stuck when challenges arise. To keep that spark burning bright, fix your sight on the plans, goals, and dreams that you have for the future. That doesn't mean you ignore celebrating your current wins. Acknowledge your progress and the steps you've taken, but always remember to keep your eyes on the bigger picture. And once again, who you surround yourself with plays a huge role in maintaining that spark. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you found at least one key takeaway to apply to your journey. If you were inspired, that's what it's all about. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to follow the show on the platform you're listening to right now so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. Keep pushing forward and believe in yourself.